All right, let's open our Bibles tonight to Psalm 119, Psalm 119. We want to read one verse here, but before we do that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful to be in church tonight. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have to bring our petitions to you. Lord, for the joy that we share in knowing that we can pray to you and that you answer prayer. And we get to see it in those that have come tonight. And we thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for the fact that there's billions of Christians around the world, and yet you take the time to look at our very specific and individual prayers, and they matter to you. And for that, we thank you. And tonight, Lord, we lift up Pastor Welder and Miss Ann, as they're traveling, we're thankful that they made it there safely. We just pray that as he goes and he preaches and teaches in the places where he's scheduled to do that, Lord, that you give him favor with the people, that even though it's not someone that they're used to, that they might receive a blessing from the preaching and the teaching that you have for them through Pastor Welder. Father, we pray for us tonight. We've come to church because we want to hear from you. And so I pray that our mind is stayed on you. I pray that we have a heart that's receptive to the things that you have for us. And Lord, for me, that you give me clarity of mind, that you give me a speech that could be understood, and that you withhold things that you don't want said. And I ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalm 119, notice, and verse number 2, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. We want to focus on the second part of that. Blessed is, according to this verse, a man that keeps the testimonies of God. But also, blessed is a man or a woman that seeks God with a whole heart. According to verse number 2, go to 1 Samuel chapter number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Many times in the Bible, we see God's blessing connected with a condition. In other words, we see that God places a condition on a person in the Bible, or he places a condition on a Christian today. And when that condition is met, then God will bless that person. One of those is the verse that we just read. God, the condition is that if you seek God with the whole heart, you and I will be blessed. And listen, God wants to bless you and me. And we want to be blessed by God, but the condition is that we have to seek him with our whole heart. And a concept that's very foreign, especially here for us in the United States, where we want everything fast, and where we're used to getting everything fast, and when we're used to not putting a lot of effort, and when we're used to just getting our way, God said we need to stop, we need to focus on him, we need to seek him with our whole heart, and then the blessing will come. One of those conditions in the Bible is this: a man or a woman that seeks the Lord with a whole heart. God wants to be sought by every single believer, regardless of how small your petition is or regardless of how great your petition is. God wants to know about it, and he wants to know everything that's in your heart regarding that very matter. And sometimes, for whatever the case is, we withhold some things from God as if he doesn't know it all. And sometimes we might question if he could actually do something. We may not say that, but by the fact that we don't present our request fully, perhaps there might be something there. But God, again, The Bible says to seek him with the whole heart. Blessed are they that seek him with a whole heart. And because it's Wednesday tonight and it's primarily a prayer meeting, we hope that you're encouraged this evening to seek the Lord with a whole heart. And we came to pray primarily this evening. And we don't just want to pray so casually. We don't just want to pray as if it doesn't really matter, as if God is not really listening. The truth of the matter is that we know that he is listening. We know that he's concerned with what our petitions, and we want to do it with a whole heart. So I want you to notice this in 1 Samuel chapter number 1. We want to see the life of Hannah. And Hannah desperately needed to get a hold of God because, if you know the story, she wanted a child. Now, she didn't want a child just for her own selfish reasons. In fact, she wanted a child so that she could give them back to the Lord for the service of God. And because of it, I want you to see this in 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Look at verse number 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now, and then the story continues on, but I want you to notice how Hannah sought the Lord with her whole heart. In verse number 5, she's praying specifically to God for God to open her womb. If you understand, God had shut up her womb, and we understand that anything that God shuts can only be unshut by him. If God closes a door, only God can open that door. And Hannah was pouring her heart out to God and had this burden of wanting to have a child. And she's praying specifically, and she's seeking God with her whole heart. Now you might say, God knew all of these things already. And that's true. And God knows a lot of the things that you're going through. But he still wants to hear them from you. And he still wanted to hear them from Hannah. And he still wants to hear those things from me. Look at verse number 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. You can just imagine the agony that Hannah's in after having the adversary provoking her. And not only that, in verse number 7, Peninnah provoked her too. In verse number 10, notice what the Bible says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. This is a woman that is not holding back from God, knowing that God is the only one that can open her womb again so that she can have that child. She didn't go to seek a doctor, and I'm not telling you, well, if that's the case with you, you shouldn't go and seek a doctor. You should do that. But you ought to go to God first. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get advice from other people and counsel from other people, but you ought to go to God first, because only he is the one that can do anything about it. Just like in this case. Look at verse number 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid. I mean, she has a lot of affliction. And remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. She has a lot of affliction and a lot of troubles. Look at verse number 27. For this child, this is after the Lord grants her the child Samuel, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. This was a woman of her word. She was praying for this child. The Lord gave her her petition, and he gave her the child Samuel, and she kept her word. Do you think that this prayer for this child was a one-time thing or a continual thing? The Bible says that one thing that is never satisfied is the barren womb. And this is a woman that wants a child so that she can give him back to the Lord. I would venture to say that she is praying every day, many times a day, for God to give her a child back to the Lord. So you see her and how she's seeking God with her whole heart. But then I want you to see this, the blessing of seeking God with our whole heart. Go to 1 Samuel chapter number 3. Look at verse number 19. That's what we're talking about. A person that seeks him with his whole heart is a person that will be blessed. You see Hannah, and she sought the Lord with her whole heart, and now you see the blessings here. 1 Samuel chapter number 3, look at verse number 19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. One of the blessings of Hannah praying for a child is that God gave her the child that she had been praying for. How many of us have not because we asked not? Well, she asked for it, and the blessing of it was that God gave her the child Samuel. Hannah got to see, another blessing is that Hannah got to see her son being blessed by the Lord. And listen, what parent here today doesn't want their children to be blessed by God? I do. And I'm praying that God would help us as parents raise our children in the ways of the Lord so that we are blessed by getting to see our kids serving God. Hannah got to see her son be established by God to be a prophet. She got to see how the Lord revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. He got to see her son be the greatest judge that Israel had. The Bible says about Samuel when he died in 1 Samuel 28:3 that all of Israel lamented. Perhaps the greatest judge to have ever judged. For all of Israel to lament when he died. And his mom got to see that. And Hannah was blessed by God not only in getting receiving the child that she had been praying for, but also God blessed her with additional children. And the Bible says, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. So I'll say this regarding this first point, only God can bless a woman who's barren and seeks God with her whole heart. Not only did he give her the petition of her heart, but he also gave her other children. He got to see Samuel grow up in the ways of the Lord, being blessed by God and being used by God for the service of God. And just like the verse says, if you seek him with your whole heart, blessed are they that seek him with their whole heart. Go to 2 Samuel chapter number 12. Second Samuel chapter number 12. I want to just read one verse here so you see it, and then we'll go to Psalm chapter number 51. And Second Samuel, look at 2 Samuel chapter number 12 and look at verse number 7. And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. Go to Psalm chapter number 51, and I'll explain what's happening here. David had transgressed by taking Bathsheba, by taking Bathsheba and taking her as his wife, and by taking also the life of Uriah, her husband. And because of it, Nathan, through God, confronts David. And that's what you just read. God tells David, you are the man. And he tells him about what was going on in his life. And listen, David at this time desperately needed to get a hold of God because he wanted reconciliation with God after taking the life of Uriah and taking Bathsheba as his wife, taking a woman that wasn't his woman. So I want you to see this in Psalm chapter number 51, how God sought the Lord with his whole heart. Look at verse number 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. He knows that God could have killed him for this. In fact, he should have been killed for this, and yet God had mercy on him. And notice verse number 3, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Notice verse number 4, against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. And notice verse number 6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. David realizes who he's dealing with. He's dealing with Almighty God, and he's asking for mercy in verse number 1. He's asking for God to wash him of his iniquities. He's acknowledging his transgressions and sins in verse number 3. He's acknowledging that all of this was done not against people, but against God himself. And in verse number 6, he says that God desires truth in the inward parts, the parts that nobody else can see, the parts that we think we're hiding from somebody else. God can see those things. And he was seeking God with his whole heart. I want you to notice verse number 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. That's what God is looking for. Instead of us trying to hide our sin and trying to hide our transgressions as if God doesn't know about it, as if what's done behind doors or in the dark or when nobody else is around is somehow okay. God knows it. And that's what David is dealing here. He goes to God with his whole heart, not because he was caught, but because he wanted to make it right. He wanted reconciliation with God. I want you to notice, so he sought God with his whole heart, and this is the blessing. Look at Psalm 51 again. Look at verse number 1. If we go through all of these, he asked for God to blot out his transgressions, and he did. If you look in verse number 2, he asked God to wash him thoroughly from his iniquity and cleanse him from his sin, and he did. Verse number 8, he says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. And he did. Sin separates us from God, and when we're separated from God, us too, it'll be so hard to hear the joy and the gladness of God. David's heart, in verse number 10, created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And God did that for him. In verse number 11, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He still wanted fellowship with God. Verse number 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. All of those things, if you read other psalms where David speaks about the joy and the gladness that he received from God, all of those things were restored unto David later on. And that was the blessing of going to God with all of his heart. If you seek the Lord with all of your heart, the Bible says, blessed are they. Only God can bless a man who has sinned. It doesn't matter how little or how great the sin is. If you go to God with your whole heart, you will be blessed by being forgiven everything, and God will make you whiter than snow. This is not just found in some kind of ritual. I think that's the problem with Christians today. 1 John 1:9. Okay, God is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that's true. But instead of continuing in that merry-go-round of sin and continuing to do it over and over again, we ought to go to God like David did with all of our heart and to acknowledge the sin that is before us and to, listen, he knows it, but he wants to hear it from us. And when we do that, we'll have the blessings of God. Aside from that, I know for a fact that there are not blessings of God. In fact, the opposite is true. Listen, do you want to be blessed by God? I do. In this case, David went to God with his whole heart, and God blessed them when he did that. I want to show you one more. Go to Nehemiah chapter number 1. Nehemiah chapter number 1, and we'll be done. Listen, the principle is very simple. The verse that we read, which is found in Psalm 119, verse 2, says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with his whole heart. If you seek God with your whole heart, you're going to be blessed. But if you want to just do it half-heartedly, let me just check in with God because it's my obligation. Let me just do it because I'll get somebody off my back. Let me just do it because I feel kind of bad. Let me just do it so that I can continue doing what I want to do anyways. Listen, that's not going to God with a whole heart. To go to God with a whole heart is acknowledging everything because he sees it all. And then God will bless you. Nehemiah chapter number 1. In this case, Nehemiah desperately needed to get a hold of God because he needed God to give him favor and mercy with the king. And Nehemiah wanted to help his brethren that were in great affliction and reproach and to help build the walls of Jerusalem that were broken down. Look at verse number 3. After the news comes to Nehemiah, they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. And he goes on with his prayer. But I want you to notice, Nehemiah is praying here with his whole heart. In verse number 3, he says, my brethren that are in great affliction and reproach. When he hears the news, he's so burdened for them that he even says, somebody get me a chair. You know, when you give somebody bad news, sometimes you go to them and you say, you know, you may want to sit down. Why? Because the news that they're about to receive, sometimes they just can't bear it, and the body reacts in a certain way, and the blood pressure drops and all those things. And he gets this and he sits down, verse number 4. When I heard these words, I sat down and he wept. Not talking about somebody that's crying. Somebody that's crying can control it. Somebody that's weeping is something that's coming from within that's uncontrollable. And he's weeping and he's mourning. Listen, not just something that happened for a couple hours. He mourned certain days and he fasted and he prayed before the God of heaven. Nehemiah seeking God with all of his heart. In verse number 6, notice he tells God, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant. God, I really want you to listen to my prayer, please. You can just hear the anguish, which I pray before thee now. How often? Day and night. The children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned. He seeks God with all of his heart. Look at verse number 11. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. So what happened? Look at Nehemiah chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Because Nehemiah sought God with all of his heart, I want you to see the blessings of seeking God with all of his heart. Nehemiah chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Well, verse number 6, so it pleased the king to send me. And I sent them a time. That's the last part of verse number 6. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the rivers, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter in. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Look at verse number 18. This is after he goes and he encourages the people that are actually building the wall later on. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me. God begins to bless them for the work that they're doing. Nehemiah didn't hold anything back. He went to God with his whole heart, and he confess the sins of himself and everybody else. He said, we have done this to you, God, but please listen to us. I need favor. I want to go and help them out however I can. And God opened that door with the king. And not only did he grant him permission to go, but he sent them out. He granted him according to the good hand that was upon him. He got to see open doors with the officials of Jerusalem. He received protection in the face of surrounding nations in Nehemiah 2:9. How the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with him. He was able to see the people strengthened by God for the work that they were doing and the prosperity that God had given them in Nehemiah 2:17. And then notice this in Nehemiah 6:15. Nehemiah 6:15. After all of that, so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month, and the 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, They were much cast down in their own eyes. Why? Why? For they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Nehemiah had the blessing of watching God at work from the very beginning as he opened doors and as he sent people for provision and for protection. And he saw all that through and encouraging the people that Nehemiah became the leader of, and in doing the work that they wanted to do for God until the very end, where 52 days later, it's done. Regardless of the opposition and regardless of people trying to define and stopping the work, he was blessed by God to see all of that get done. Only God can bless a man who has a desire to do something for the Lord. And if you seek God with your whole heart, God will bless you. You get to do some things for the Lord. And you'll get to stand back and look at those things and realize and recognize that those things are from God. And so in conclusion, I'll say this. Sometimes we're guilty of seeking the Lord half-heartedly. Sometimes we come to church and we pray and we hear of a petition, and if truth be told, because it's not really a family member, because if it's not really somebody that we know, we may just pray, God, just heal them. God, just help them. God, just encourage them. God, just... But if we prayed like we really meant it, if we were really one, if we prayed wholeheartedly to God for whatever it is that is going on, perhaps we might experience more blessings in life. As we saw tonight, three different people that sought the Lord with all of their heart. Listen, in three different and distinct situations with distinct petitions, and all had different outcomes. However, all of them experienced the blessing of seeking the Lord with a whole heart. That's the point. You can never go wrong with seeking the Lord for the little things or the big things in life. Ultimately, we know that God chooses how he's going to deal with your prayers and your seeking of him. However, the principle is still true. God will bless you for seeking him with a whole heart. So trust God, seek him with a whole heart, and experience the blessing that God is ready to give you. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for such a simple lesson that we get to see in the Bible. It's not only the case here, but with many other men and women that chose to seek you. And because they did that, you blessed them. And Father, we want to be blessed. And as we saw today, the condition to that is that we seek you with all of our heart. Help us, please, not to be half-hearted when we go to you in doubt or thinking that it's not possible or thinking that whatever it is that we might think that is opposed to the Word of God. We know that you can and that you're able. Lord, I pray that we would have a mind to do the things that we just heard tonight. So help us, please, as we determine to do those things. We ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.